Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent fail Friday.
I left my young fella at Blockbuster.
One fell out of the golf cart and broke both her arms.
So we decided to, I guess, bring this back as a semi-regular segment, Gabs, Parent Fail Friday.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of parents out there who are very good parents, wonderful parents, great parents, love their kids, all that sort of stuff. But sometimes we slip up.
There's always a big but, isn't big there? But. Sometimes there are little slip-ups that you look back on and go, huh. Oops.
Could have done better. In my parental duties there.
Yeah.
Wasn't really at the top of my game. It all started because it happened a few weeks ago. We got a newborn baby. A lot going on, particularly when you're at the shops.
Oh, my God. Oh. So much going on. Got to put the pram in the car, plus the groceries, get the kid in.
You get it. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
And somewhere in
That's
the mix.
That's why there's parental parking.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Prams are big, hard to move around and stuff, but there was a lot going on. And we're pulling out of the Willows car park onto Kern Brothers Drive. And my daughter goes, Daddy, yeah, you haven't put my seatbelt on.
Well, I put the babies on. He's the most important.
Right. You've had a good run. You're nearly five. But, like, crazy parent fail on my behalf. Like,
yeah.
Forgetting to strap in my five-year-old.
I'm sure not uncommon, though. Like, there's little fails like this every day.
Well, after I did that, I think Pam one-upped me. Pam rang through and she had a parent fail of her husband's involving their son. Have a listen.
It wasn't mine, it was my husband.
Dob him in.
So he took our 2-year-old son up to the local shops when we were living in Sydney, and there was a tab.
Yeah.
And then there was one of those play zone things with all the games and stuff. So unbeknownst to me, he took him inside there, left him in the play zone. And
wow.
He went during the tab and went punting.
Ooh.
He came back 2.5 hours later and I said, "Where's Scott?" He left him in the...
He left him there!
He totally forgot about him.
But did he at least have a win at the TAB?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't care. I just wanted to kill him.
I love that.
Look, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call right now. Parent Fail Friday. We want your parent fails. Just whether when you've slipped up a little.
Yeah, whether it's yours or your husband's or your partner's or your wife's.
Or your parents to you, Gabby.
Yeah,
we had a bit of that as well too.
Yeah, my mum left me behind once upon a time.
That was great.
Picked up my sisters and left me behind. Thanks, Mum.
Well, I said that at the time and I'll say it again. First to come, first to go. Last to come.
She's not as invested in me. Haven't been around for as long.
Don't like her as much as the other ones. 13, 12, 16, Parent Fail Friday. Cat on 13, 12, 16. Thanks for calling. What's your parent fail?
I constantly forget to buckle my 5.5-year-old in.
5.5?
Okay.
They should be able to do it by themselves by now.
I felt bad for forgetting it once.
She'll get in her car seat. I'll go and put my 2-year-old in the car seat, buckle him in, and she closes her car door.
Oh, wow.
And so I just get into my seat, and then she's like, "Mum, you haven't buckled me in yet." And I have to get back out of the car, open the door.
It's practically
not
your stupid fault.
No. Nah.
Don't shut the door.
I agree.
That's the reminder. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Rachel.
Rachel, what's your parent fail?
Well, it was my mother.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, when we first got DVDs, videos.
All right.
She got my mum got my sister Cinderella.
Yep.
She couldn't understand why my sister was laughing so much.
She couldn't understand what, sorry?
Why my...
No, we're losing
it. It was pornographic.
Oh, hold on. I heard that. So she got the porn parody spin-off of Cinderella.
Yes, for my sister to watch.
What was it called?
Cinderella.
Oh, okay. It was still called Cinderella.
Because usually they take, like,
they normally change it
like
a little
bit. Pokerella or something, you know? Like, usually they just take the title and change it slightly. Oh, wow. How's that? The phone died.
Cinderfella?
Cinder and her fella. Phone died and we still got the porn thing. Brilliant. Hey, who's this?
This is Cassandra.
Cassandra, what's your parent fail?
All right, so we just had our third baby and we were going to my mum's house for an afternoon kiss. Two older kids could swim, we could have a barbecue, all that kind of stuff. We pull up, get out of the car, kids get out, We go out the backyard, start setting up the porta cot, getting everything organised. About 10-15 minutes later, my mum goes, "So where's the baby?" And we both left her in the car.
Oh, that's not good.
That is not so good.
Especially in the heat of summer or something.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Not good.
First episode of Parent Fail Friday, and I feel I have to call Docs.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, it was a week ago we announced we're going to have a show baby. It was exactly a week ago, last R&B Friday, because Jess, a regular listener and contributor to the show, she won a trip to R&B Friday. And while she was there, her and her partner got pregnant.
Yeah, R&B Friday Live down in Brizzy.
Which is great. I would like to propose now that we adopt a show grandfather.
We could create a whole family.
A whole family. A whole show family. Who needs our own families? We have a show family.
I hope your wife is not listening.
I'd love you, darling. Please don't leave me. So, a post went on Facebook yesterday, and I think it's gone officially viral. It's had over 800 shares by locals.
It's so adorable.
It's beautiful. So, have you got it open?
I do.
You read it, because you got a nicer voice than me. I think you make this sound sweet. It's from a guy called Bruno.
It is from Bruno, and it says, "Bruno is looking for friends." You know how you can put an activity as your status? He said, "Hello, my name is Bruno. I'm 94 years old. A couple of weeks ago, I was shopping at Hermit Park Shopping Centre near Woolworths when a woman approached me and asked for a hug. She was very nice and made my day. I thought she was a friend of my granddaughter's and never bothered to ask her name. I would now like to find her and take her for dinner for being so nice to me and to say thank you. I believe she was around 30 to 45 years old and had brown hair. Thank you for your help, Bruno."
Bruno!
No!
And there's a photo of Bruno too. Well, Bruno's attached a couple of photos.
Yeah.
And Bruno looks exactly what you'd expect Bruno to look like.
Little hat.
Little
short
guy.
Tie.
Little old dude. Looks a bit like the guy from Up.
Yeah, you're right. He's exactly that.
Both you and I saw this and we both just went, oh, we got to help Bruno.
So if there's anyone out there who's between 30 and 45 with brown hair.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
When it comes to birthdays, sometimes you need to do a little bit of a pre-promote to make sure that it's not forgotten. And I realised this last year when my boyfriend's family forgot that it was my birthday.
Oh.
I don't know if they forgot or...
Don't sugarcoat it, mate. They either forgot or they didn't.
So, well, we'd only been together a short period of time, so I wouldn't expect them to remember, like, to be thinking, ooh, Gabby's birthday's coming up, you know. So I kind of wanted my boyfriend to remind them, you know, as you would. And I just moved away, and so I was out of sight, out of mind, and then it popped up on Facebook that it was my birthday, and they all kind of went, oh, my God, it's Gabby's birthday today. It's too late. We can't send anything. So this time around, I was like, ooh, all right, I need to figure out how to make sure that doesn't happen again. And
look, and for their, what's the word? For their peace of mind as well as your own.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like, of course
I don't
want
to be forgotten,
stuff,
but I also don't want them to feel bad.
No. It's really quite a selfless thing that you're doing right now.
And I also wanted to make sure my family didn't forget my boyfriend's birthday. Same thing, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind, and they were messaging me about what I wanted for my birthday. So Nev's birthday's next week, next Friday, exactly a week away. Then mine's just the following week. So they're very close together. So just as a bit of a reminder, I sent my family my wish list for my birthday. And I was like, FYI, don't forget Nev's birthday is also happening. This is his wish list. And that was my way of reminding everyone. And then last night we're sitting down and having a chat. And Nev's like, oh, I don't know what to tell Mum what I want for my birthday. She's asked me what I want. And I just went, has she asked what I want?
Oh.
And he just went, oh. Nah. And I'm like, does your family realise it's my birthday? And he just went, I don't know. So I went, oh, you know, I did the nice thing and reminded my family that it's your birthday. And he just went, oh, should I do that? I'm like, yeah, probs. Yep, I think that's probably a good idea. Maybe just a nice little text would be the thing to do. And he just went, oh. Okay, I'll do that. So now everyone's aware.
And I don't want to put you in it, Nev, because, hey, we're blokes. We got to stick together. We're on the same side. But nice that you just remembered to remind your family of Nev's birthday. And interesting that you had to remind him to remind them. Sorry, Nev.
I don't want to say all men, But I feel like dudes are hopeless at this kind of thing.
Oh, I'm shocking.
Like they don't like he. I'm lucky he remembers my birthday. Like, but to remember to remind his family that it's my birthday. Oh God,
I'm
that's reaching. That
I
is
am
reaching.
The worst, yeah.
But I just thought 13, 12, 16. I think I've combated it this year, but last year was a bit sad. So 13, 12, 16. Who has forgotten your birthday? Your birthday came and went, and someone significant
forgot
their mind.
Yeah, who forgot your birthday? Sounds full. 13, 12, 16. Adam, first up on 13, 12, 16. Who forgot your birthday, mate?
Well, my birthday's the 12th of May, so unfortunately this year it fell on Mother's Day, so everyone forgot.
Oh, no.
And are you a mother, Adam?
No, I'm not. I'm a father.
So you had no opportunity to celebrate at all? Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, that sucks, mate. So has that happened before?
Every 7 years it happens.
7 years,
When the week rotates, so yeah.
Oh, well, at least it's not every single year.
Good on you, man. Jade on 13, 12, 16, who forgot your birthday?
My boss.
Your boss? Is your boss meant to remember your birthday?
Yeah, is your boss supposed to remember?
I've been part of the business on and off for 5 years, so you'd hope they'd remember.
Yeah.
My boss only remembers because I tell him every single day in the lead up. That's literally
the only
reason.
I want a chocolate mud cake. I will say though, Jade, if your boss is remembering everyone else's birthday and then forgets yours, fair enough.
Yeah, that sucks.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Beth.
And who forgot your birthday?
My boyfriend.
Uh-oh. How long have you been together for?
We're only together for a couple of months. He actually, on the morning of my birthday, he kissed me goodbye, went to work, was at work checking his phone, and it popped up on his Facebook, and then he called me.
That's always the way, isn't it? You get the Facebook reminder, you're like, no!
You know what? You know what he should have done? He shouldn't have called you. He should have said to the boss, I got to take half a day off and then gone home and organized the biggest surprise ever.
Yeah, flowers, cakes, chocolates,
surprise!
Presents.
I made you wait all day and wasn't it worth it?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, it was a week ago we announced we're going to have a show, baby. It was exactly a week ago, last R&B Friday. Because Jess, a regular listener and contributor to the show, she won a trip to R&B Friday. And while she was there, her and her partner got pregnant.
Yeah, R&B Friday Live down in Brizzy.
Which is great. I would like to propose now that we adopt a show grandfather.
We could create a whole family.
A whole family. A whole show family. Who needs our own families? We have a show family.
I hope your wife is not listening.
I'd love you, darling. Please don't leave me. A post went on Facebook yesterday, and I think it's gone officially viral. It's had over 800 shares by locals.
It's so adorable.
It's beautiful. So, have you got it open?
I do.
You read it, because you got a nicer voice than me. I think you make this sound sweet. It's from a guy called Bruno.
It is from Bruno, and it says, Bruno is looking for friends. You know how you can put an activity as your status? He said, hello, my name is Bruno. I'm 94 years old. A couple of weeks ago, I was shopping at Hermit Park Shopping Centre near Woolworths when a woman approached me and asked for a hug. She was very nice and made my day. I thought she was a friend of my granddaughter's and never bothered to ask her name. I would now like to find her and take her for dinner for being so nice to me and to say thank you. I believe she was around 30 to 45 years old and had brown hair. Thank you for your help, Bruno.
Bruno!
No!
And there's a photo of Bruno too. Well, Bruno's attached a couple of photos.
Yeah.
And Bruno looks exactly what you'd expect Bruno to look like.
Little hat.
Little
short
guy.
Tie.
Little old dude. Looks a bit like the guy from Up.
Yeah, you're right. He's exactly that.
Both you and I saw this and we both just went, oh, we got to help Bruno.
So if there's anyone out there who's between 30 and 45 with brown hair.
Contact. Here
we go. Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.